II, the later reptilian age. 120 million years ago, a new phase of the reptilian age began. The great event of this period was the evolution and decline of the dinosaurs. Land animal life reached its greatest development, in point of size, and had virtually perished from the face of the earth by the end of this age. The dinosaurs evolved in all sizes from a species less than 2 feet long, up to the huge non-carnivorous dinosaurs, 75 feet long, that have never since been equaled in bulk by any living creature. The largest of the dinosaurs originated in western North America. These monstrous reptiles are buried throughout the Rocky Mountain regions, along the whole of the Atlantic coast of North America, over western Europe, South Africa, and India, but not in Australia. These massive creatures became less active and strong as they grew larger and larger, but they required such an enormous amount of food, and the land was so overrun by them, that they literally starved to death and became extinct. They lacked the intelligence to cope with the situation. By this time, most of the eastern part of North America, which had long been elevated, had been leveled down and washed into the Atlantic Ocean, so that the coast extended several hundred miles farther out than now. The western part of the continent was still up, but even these regions were later invaded by both the Northern Sea and the Pacific, which extended eastward to the Dakota Black Hills region. This was a freshwater age characterized by many inland lakes, as is shown by the abundant freshwater fossils of the so-called Morrison beds of Colorado, Montana, and Wyoming. The thickness of these combined salt and freshwater deposits varies from 2,000 to 5,000 feet, but very little limestone is present in these layers. The same polar sea that extended so far down over North America likewise covered all of South America, except the soon-appearing Andes Mountains. Most of China and Russia was inundated, but the water invasion was greatest in Europe. It was during this submergence that the beautiful lithographic stone of southern Germany was laid down, those strata in which fossils, such as the most delicate wings of olden insects, are preserved as of but yesterday. The flora of this age was much like that of the preceding. Ferns persisted, while conifers and pines became more and more like the present-day varieties. Some coal was still being formed along the northern Mediterranean shores. The return of the seas improved the weather. Coral spread to European waters, testifying that the climate was still mild and even, but they never again appeared in the slowly cooling polar seas. The marine life of these times improved and developed greatly, especially in European waters. Both corals and crinoids temporarily appeared in larger numbers than heretofore, but the ammonites dominated the invertebrate life of the oceans, their average size ranging from 3 to 4 inches, though one species attained a diameter of 8 feet. Sponges were everywhere, and both cuttlefish and oysters continued to evolve. 110 million years ago, the potentials of marine life were continuing to unfold. The sea urchin was one of the outstanding mutations of this epoch. Crabs, lobsters, and the modern types of crustaceans matured. Marked changes occurred in the fish family, a sturgeon type first appearing, but the ferocious sea serpents, descended from the land reptiles, still infested all the seas, and they threatened the destruction of the entire fish family. This continued to be, preeminently, the age of the dinosaurs. They so overran the land that two species had taken to the water for sustenance during the preceding period of sea encroachment. These sea serpents represent a backward step in evolution. While some new species are progressing, certain strains remain stationary, and others gravitate backward, reverting to a former state. And this is what happened when these two types of reptiles forsook the land. As time passed, the sea serpents grew to such size that they became very sluggish and eventually perished because they did not have brains large enough to afford protection for their immense bodies. Their brains weighed less than 2 ounces, notwithstanding the fact that these huge ichthyosaurs sometimes grew to be 50 feet long, the majority being over 35 feet in length. The marine crocodilians were also a reversion from the land type of reptile, but unlike the sea serpents, these animals always returned to the land to lay their eggs. Soon after two species of dinosaurs migrated to the water in a futile attempt at self-preservation, two other types were driven to the air by the bitter competition of life on land. But these flying pterosaurs were not the ancestors of the true birds of subsequent ages. They evolved from the hollow-boned leaping dinosaurs, and their wings were of bat-like formation, with a spread of 20 to 25 feet. These ancient flying reptiles grew to be 10 feet long, and they had separable jaws, much like those of modern snakes. For a time, these flying reptiles appeared to be a success, but they failed to evolve along lines which would enable them to survive as air navigators. They represent the non-surviving strains of bird ancestry. Turtles increased during this period, first appearing in North America. Their ancestors came over from Asia by way of the Northern Land Bridge. 100 million years ago, the reptilian age was drawing to a close. The dinosaurs, for all their enormous mass, were all but brainless animals, lacking the intelligence to provide sufficient food to nourish such enormous bodies. And so did these sluggish land reptiles perish in ever-increasing numbers. Henceforth, evolution will follow the growth of brains, not physical bulk, and the development of brains will characterize each succeeding epoch of animal evolution and planetary progress. This period, embracing the height and the beginning decline of the reptiles, extended nearly 25 million years and is known as the Jurassic.